tonight, Civil.
God bless you, Cleveland. Good luck.
J. Anthony Brown.
That's right. It might be just as funny as it's going to be in Baltimore. Yours truly tonight.
Tonight. And in New York, it's Sherry Shepherd Thursday.
Sherry.
Hey, Sherry.
Good morning, family.
Family.
Hey,
what up, Sherry? What's happening, baby?
Oh, I'm feeling good out here in New York.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
We got a special in-studio audience this morning because we have an in-studio jam from Chrisette Michelle coming up this hour.
Yes, Chrisette.
Yes, Chrisette Michelle. One of my favorites. I love me some Chrisette Michelle.
She has kept me going through my many relationships. I tell her all the time.
Yeah, yeah.
Every song.
And she's got new music.
Yes, she does.
And she looks so beautiful. She's engaged.
Mm-hmm.
And she's coming to the family reunion.
And there's that.
She's at the family reunion.
Like, we got El DeBarge coming up this morning, Sib.
He too. Thank you very much.
El DeBarge?
El DeBarge. He's coming to the family reunion too.
LB.
Yeah.
Oh, man. I love El.
And we're going to talk to Bobby Brown about this book.
Bobby!
Yeah.
Come on, give us the Bobby. Come on.
Bobby!
Yeah. That's the way Whitney used to say
really
it.
Really big.
That's how she used to say it, yes.
And tonight. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Tonight, I got on my lucky clothes.
That's what we
Thank
smell.
You.
That's what you smell. Mm-hmm. It's true. It's
you
true.
Don't wash your clothes?
No, I don't wash that luck off. Are you kidding me?
Yeah,
I don't believe in
smells.
Bad luck, but I don't mess with it.
Yeah, luck don't smell so good, though, after
a week.
How long you got with luck?
Well, I don't know, but yet, your girl Kim Whitley's wearing the same clothes, too.
But she's not in the studio with us.
Okay.
Yes, I know. But
yeah, it's going to be.
Feeling good, though, huh?
I'm feeling good. I'm feeling confident. We're going to Game 7. Game 7 is going to be in California for Father's Day.
Mm-hmm.
And I've already hinted that that's what I want for my Father's Day present.
You've hinted or you have?
Oh, I've just come out and said it. I don't
put out the edict that you want to be at courtside.
Because they always talk. They always say, oh, we don't know what to get you. You know, you got everything. And so here's a T-shirt. Another one?
Not courtside seats, though.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, I was going to send you a pin, but I'll contribute to the courtside seats. I'll talk to the kids.
Okay. Talk to Killing Thriller. All right.
Good.
Oh, Sherry, so much has happened since we talked to you last. I mean.
I know. So,
and in Orlando.
I just got back from Orlando. I was there a week ago.
Last week.
Yeah.
I was there last week signing autographs and hugging babies.
And then the little lady from The Voice.
Christina Grimmie was killed Friday
was killed.
Night. And then Saturday night. Morning was
I have to say
Pulse.
With the club, and then I have to say with like Christina Grimmie from The Voice, as a person going out who deals with people all the time after you get off stage, everybody knows this, you get off stage and, you know, we hug people and we sign autographs.
And to think that
there's somebody that specifically is coming to hurt you, it never enters into your mind.
Scary.
It's very scary.
Mm-hmm.
I travel by myself a lot, and so, you know, that's really scary to
now,
think
do you
about.
Get things online? Because you're very social.
Do I get people like crazy people?
Do you get threats? Do you feel like
all
you're being stalked?
All the time?
I had to file a police report one time. And when they get too crazy, I send them to my friends because I go, this is just too crazy. But when I talk to the police after the one police report I filed, they said it's like the wild, wild west, the internet. And literally in New York, they only have 10 people dealing with the internet. And once one person starts, they want the attention. So they're like roaches. They just come out. So, I get some crazy ones. But you never think that they're going to fly to meet you somewhere. And we're very vocal about where we're going to be because we want people to show
you're
up.
You're saying it. Yeah.
Well,
Sib,
right?
so you
heard the latest on the guy who shot and killed Christina Grimmie?
Grimmie.
Grimmie.
You heard the latest? He was on the Geek Squad at Best Buy.
Yeah.
And
what?
He was on the Geek Squad at Best Buy. He was obsessed with with this singer, Christina Grimmie. And he changed his look. He had surgery done, LASIK surgery, and hair plugs, went on a diet, all to get her attention because he was obsessed with her. Yeah. His coworkers used to tease him about it, saying that there's no way he was going to get with her because she has a boyfriend who is said to be her producer. And then he just changed, and yeah. then he went to the autograph signing, walked up there, and just shot them.
Shot her.
See, I think a lot of these people have mental issues already.
Oh, yeah.
But this isn't new. And, you know, over the years.
That television
people,
show, remember,
yeah, Sybil? It was my sister Sam, Rebecca mm-hmm. Schaefer, remember that right. many years ago. And she was stalked, but this was before social media and new technology. And she went to the police. There were, you know, and we always hear about celebrities who are taking people to court and they're getting protective orders and what have you. This is times a thousand, times a million mm-hmm. because yeah. of the access that people have. And, you know, as you say, wanting people to know where you are, to come, to support and do this kind of thing. And yet somebody knew about this guy. Once again, like the man in, or like the killer in Orlando at the club, somebody knew that this kid had a problem.
Well, they talked to his coworkers and they just teased him about it.
Right.
But that's what I'm saying.
He said he was going to marry her, and they teased him that.
Okay, well, that's Jay. That's Jay Anthony Brown right there. So should we report Jay?
Yes.
Because I need to call Fantasia and tell her.
Never,
Jay, we call FBI right now.
Yes, we do.
No. Don't call, please.
So when you say we know these people.
I really don't. Really. Please don't go. Don't go.
From what Sybil is saying,
from afar.
Okay, but from what Sybil is saying, you fit all of the profile, Jay Anthony Brown.
Remember last family reunion? He had men who love Fantasia get a T-shirt and whatever.
Okay.
If your name is Jay, then your name is Jay Tasia on the T-shirt.
That sounds like FBI.
If your name is Sam, your name is Sam Tasia.
Didn't you knock on her door?
No, I didn't knock on her door. No.
You didn't knock on her door and run.
No.
He did have a ham for her, though.
I had a ham.
A canned ham. He had a canned ham.
And Tom, what about you?
What about me?
What about you and Gladys?
Oh, we had Gladys. His own stalking.
Oh, yeah.
What about you and Leela James?
I've done some stalking. And, you know, it's just a few of us that make stalking a bad thing.
That guy made it a bad name.
Yeah, just a few people made stalking a bad name.
Well, I'm just saying, if we go
I've
by
done
Sybil,
some stalking.
Then I think I should be writing a letter to President
Obama.
Well,
what about you and Morris? Morris Chestnut. What about you?
Okay, that's written into a script that I get to stalk.
That's make
hello.
I don't think some of that grabbing and rubbing and gripping and all, is all in the script.
It's all in the script.
Jealousy will get you nowhere.
I'm not trying to stop the music either with Morris.
See what I'm saying?
Yeah,
don't try to pull me in.
You know you've done some stalking now.
Oh yeah, are you kidding? Michael Jackson? I used to try to climb the walls of his estate in Encino, especially when I was drinking. I'd be trying to get. Now you could hear the guard going, "Get off the wall!" Try to climb his thing all the time.
You did?
Oh yeah, I would sleep outside of Michael Jackson's place. Yeah, but that's before they had social media. They didn't drag me off
but
now.
But you didn't try to hurt nobody.
No.
Hurt him with love.
That's what I'm talking about.
Idris Elba. I don't care what you could have me wrapped up in chains. I'm going to stalk
you.
Okay,
we're not helping the cause much here.
Yeah,
right
we're not now, helping.
Baby. I know we're not. I know. I'm just being honest.
And Sybil and Eric Benet, come on.
Never.
We pretty much
never.
All.
No, I'm not
you
a
don't
stalker.
Have stalking in yourself.
I'm not, in my heart, in my head, they are all there. But anything beyond that, it ain't happening.
So you never wanted to act on anything? Like,
heck
just
no.
Throw caution to the wind?
Because they're as crazy as we are. You want two kinds of crazy? No.
Come on, so we should live, girl. Just like take a trip and just go that one last, you know, thing that you just try.
I have been the ride or die chick. No, thank you. With normal
it never
guys.
Ends well.
No, it doesn't.
It's Sherry Shepherd Thursday coming up.